America has a second chance for revival 10 years after the September 11 attacks. And good flowed out of the 9/11 tragedy for ministries when American naivete was shattered. These stories and others on today's 9/11 anniversary edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. The September 11, 2001 terror attacks on the United States brought both fear and sorrow. But evangelist Sammy Tippett says 9/11 also brought hope for revival.
When tragedy strikes, I think the first natural place for all of us to look is up. We begin to seek God, and I think that's what happened. And there was a potential for revival in the nation at that time. However, when things settled down, we just went back to business as usual.
Apart from some movement in New York City, no revival was seen. In fact, the Barna Group reports that church attendance overall has declined. At this 10-year point, though, there's hope again.
I think this is a critical moment. We're 10 years later. Economically, things are at a very low point. And I think if we reflect on what happened back then and the potential there was for a great move of God's Spirit and the point that we're at, if we will take some concrete actions and make some definite plans to really mobilize people at this moment, we could see a great move of God's Spirit.
Next, the events of 9/11 redefined the next decade for the United States and Europe. Christian groups working in a global context adjusted through the local church body. Medical Teams International's Bas van der Zalm says, on that day, the local churches became centers of hope. However,
the churches did need help. They weren't necessarily experienced in what to do, nor did they have the resources they needed to respond as well, and that's where we partnered with them.
9/11 showed believers in the United States our vulnerability and helped shape the future of outreach.
Our mission is to demonstrate the love of Christ to people affected by disaster, conflict, and poverty around the world, and the best way that we can do that is by supporting local churches who are on the ground. They know who needs to help. They have been there all along. They will be there long after we leave.
You're listening to Mission Network News. The ignorance of the American church towards suffering was also removed. Carl Muller, president and CEO of Open Doors USA, says,
we were in large measure prior to September 11, 2001, blissfully ignorant of the hatred that was brewing in the extremist minds of terrorists around the world.
Muller adds,
since that time, we no longer have the luxury of that ignorance. The reality is, one of the things that we've stubbornly remained ignorant of is the fact that there are Christians in many of the countries that we hear on our news every day, Christians who are facing a storm of persecution.
Since the 9/11 attacks, American believers have no excuse not to stand in solidarity with believers who face direct attacks daily. Open Doors invites all believers to stand in prayer for Christians who daily replace hatred with Christ's love. You can learn about the One With Them campaign at our website. And HCJB Global's Wayne Peterson provides us with this 9/11 reflection at the close of our broadcast.
I was involved in a meeting of national religious broadcasters. Erwin Lutzer was keynote speaker, and as we learned of the tragic attacks, Dr. Lutzer began to teach of St. Augustine's City of God versus the City of Man. This world is not our home. The City of God is real and permanent. Well, our world has changed since then, and the attacks on our nation transformed America from the great benefactor of the world to a country fearful and suspicious of our international colleagues. Now, many mission organizations have chosen not to view people in these countries as enemies. Jesus gave us the ministry of reconciliation. HCJB Global has redoubled its efforts to proclaim the message of Christ through media and demonstrate God's love through human care. The verse I discovered on 9/11/01 rings true today. It's Psalm 91:1. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. That might be good reading and reflection on this 9/11.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You're always looking for great missions resources, right? Well, we've got one for you. It's Slavic Gospel Association's Faith, Hope, and Love, a pictorial book with selected scripture verses in both English and Russian. It'll help you see SGA's work in the former Soviet Union much more clearly. We've got your free copy of Faith, Hope, and Love at 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the link at Mission Network News. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.